Chair. Mr. Chair, we note that this room is a group of government experts, so we thought we might just add a little bit of a point that comes from the wider expertise that hopefully we are able to bring into this room, noting that the UK defines autonomy in our defence AI strategy. And it notes in particular that that autonomy is a spectrum. It is a spectrum that runs from obviously human operated through operator assistance, which is a system which assists the operator, task autonomy, where systems can carry out operator initiated preset tasks independently, conditional autonomy, operator selects the action to be carried out under supervision in specific conditions, and high autonomy, where systems make independent decisions within human defined goals. Mr. Chair, we think that maybe the issue here is that everybody in this room is not talking about autonomy as a property. It isn't a technology as such. Autonomy is a property that a particular system has. We agree that there needs to be, it is actually difficult to have categories of autonomy and defining them in critical functions, because we also agree to the extent that we are describing something upon which we need to base our discussions here, we need to avoid, and this is the point that we made yesterday, we need to avoid value judgments about what it is that we're describing, because that will come later in this conversation. And that we will continue to have that conversation right up until we articulate the measures that we're looking at. What this is about is describing the picture upon which we're basing that conversation. So that attempts to define out certain types of function or certain types of systems is unhelpful for this particular conversation. And therefore, we would remain of the view that it is difficult to have categories of critical functions. Those are the things that you can deal with when you speak about the sort of the regulatory function. Thank you, Mr. Chair.